Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
If you put a kid in some dirt and give them some seeds, simple things to plant, and they get to pull those things out of the ground and pop them into their mouth, carrots or radishes or little cherry tomatoes, you know, you've got them hooked.
Today's guest is Suzanne Simpson. Suzanne is one of the authors of Locally Delicious, Recipes and Resources for Eating on the North Coast, and the new book, Lunchbox Envy. Let's talk about how this group came together to start writing recipes, even for the first book. We're talking about the heirloom tomatoes.
Right. Well, we just somewhat coalesced. I knew most of them, and I actually kind of sucked them into the project, starting with Ann Anderson. And then I was dog walking with Martha and found out that she loved to cook and pulled her in, and had met Carol Monet from the Peak Oil Action Group that I used to do. And it just kind of fell together that way. We all ended up having a really strong interest in promoting local foods, and it just sort of bloomed into something more than we ever expected. We were just going to do a little cookbook, and it became more and more. It just grew.
I know, and the best way to promote local food is to show people how to use it, because I think a lot of the foods, they look beautiful at the farmer's market, but unless you know how to cook it, and if you didn't get raised with those sorts of foods, then you just don't know, and the cookbook really helps people do that.
Right. And actually, after we did this, we thought about, after we did the Locally Delicious, we thought about, well, should we do something else? And it was like a light bulb went off in all of us. Oh, my God, look at what is happening with children, you know, that are getting diabetes. And 1 in 3 kids born today will have diabetes by the time they're 20. And what is it going to cost? $400,000 per person to treat this? And This is a huge epidemic. So we thought, kids, this is where we need to go. And Lauren Sarabia, who has done a lot of cooking for kids and is a caterer, wanted to do a children's cookbook. And we all kind of went, oh, no, we really don't want to do a children's cookbook. But then we realized that this was a golden opportunity, and it could be different than just a little hands-on, oh, here's how you make cookies kind of thing. So this was how Lunchbox Envy was born.
And I love the title of it, Lunchbox Envy, because you can just see a kid with their little lunchbox sitting down and looking over at the other lunchbox and going, hey, look what they got in their lunchbox.
Well, you know, it's a double entendre too.
Yeah.
So, which was fun. And one of the things that we realized when we had done Locally Delicious is that we had been building community in terms of the partnerships that we had created with, you know, Humboldt County Office of Education, Social Services, Food for People, Humboldt State. The Arcata Art Institute did all the graphics for the new book. And
those are high school students, am I right?
Yes, they were juniors. Well, we had 2 seniors and 2 juniors. And I got to be the art director, which was really fun. We spent 9 months on putting together the graphics for that book. And those kids even worked all last summer on it.
And what a wonderful thing for them to be able to say, if they apply for a job, I've been published. My art has been published, and here's a copy of it, and you can see what it looks
like.
That's an amazing opportunity for young people.
It is. It's tremendous. Again, it was pulling together this coalition of people that we felt we could help and they could help us. And I think this is a new paradigm, a new model. We didn't create it, but I think this is where we need to go in our world now, and especially with food.
Now, some of the things that you put into Lunchbox Envy, you put in some really interesting sorts of recipes, not the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So talk a little bit about who came up with the ideas for the recipes themselves.
Well, I think all of us did. Lauren, you know, being a caterer, definitely came up with quite a few of them. We went through this arduous, torturous process of selecting the recipes. I mean, it was just amazing because some of them that we looked at were extremely complex, and so we had to kind of nix those. then we had to recipe test. I think we did most of them twice. And then so there was this process of elimination of hundreds of recipes that we said, oh, this isn't going to work.
Right.
And we'd have arguments over, oh, should we do this one or that one? And it would be somebody's favorite. And we ultimately pared it down to whatever we have now, which I cannot remember exactly. I think it's maybe 80. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I remember I was thinking about this talking to you, and I was thinking back to my high school days or my grade school days and, you know, getting the little bag lunch and opening it up. And I got to say, this is terrible, but I know a lot of food went into the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mom finally said, you know, she eats these things individually, but she just doesn't eat them together in one thing like a sandwich, and started sending me with little pieces of cheese, little pieces of meat, and little carrots and little celery and things like that, and little Ziploc bag. And sure enough, I would eat it. It's just mm-hmm. like sometimes just figuring out what works for kids.
Right. And we do encourage that in the book.
Now, children can make a lot of the meals that you have in the recipe book.
Yes. What we do is we have three categories. We have different little icons that suggest that 8 to 10, these are simple recipes that kids can do on their own. Then there is a recipe that, you know, the parent can help a little bit. And then there would be like a teaching recipe that the parent would be teaching the kid, which is a little more complex.
Mm-hmm.
So the icons in the book really tell you what age level, or I should say what experience level, will work.
Now, you incorporated some information from the USDA, and I think over the years we found the USDA to be a little disappointing in how it explains things, but I'm sure that you've clarified some of the things that the USDA offers.
Well, you know, they came out with the My Plate just recently, which I think is appropriate. It's, you know, I mean, it's the government, but it's a very colorful page, and so we do have that in the book. And we felt that if we were going to be reaching schools and institutions, it would be very important to have that in there. And actually, we found out that because it's in there, certain institutions can get funding to buy the book because of the My Plate government.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also do things like encouraging children to have a garden, or encouraging families to have a garden.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been our experience, most of us are gardeners, that if you put a kid in some dirt and give them some seeds, simple things to plant, and they get to pull those things out of the ground and pop them into their mouth after washing, you know, carrots or radishes or little cherry tomatoes, which are hard to grow here, but in other places, you know, you've got them hooked.
And I can say it's still true for me. It tastes better if I pull it out of my own garden and I put it in my food.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And then you also have information about doing things like making a solar oven, making a solar dehydrator, and a worm composter.
Right. I love the worm composter. It's made out of 2 half-gallon milk cartons, and little tiny kids can do this. I mean, it's really fun, and they get to see living creatures that are, you know, making poop, and which is going
which
to
is
go
so
in,
cool
which
for
is so
kids.
Cool. Yeah. And we worked with, here at Humboldt State, with Lonnie Grafman's Environmental Engineering 215 class, which was really, really fun. Martha Haynes and I came up here, and we were the kind of advisor teachers and talked with the kids and watched them develop some of these projects. And we have all of those projects on our website now, and a few of them in the book.
Great.
But simple things that kids can make, kids and parents can make. We try to cover in the book all of these kind of age-appropriate foods, recipes, activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there are a lot of places where people can get the book, and I know that you have that information on your website. Could you
right.
say your website's name, and then people can go there to figure out where they can find this book?
Yes. It's locally-delicious.org, and we can get them here in all the markets except Safeway, and almost all the bookstores here in Humboldt.
Easy to find. That's great.
Easy to find.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Suzanne Simpson, Heirloom Tomato, with the Lunchbox NV Cookbook.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot too, eh?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.